Now that spring is well underway, let's swap out the winter look with a spring refresh. Our friends at Ulta Beauty recommend a few of the following must-haves.
Starting with the eyes, Juvia's Place Allure 3 Eyeshadow Palette. Indulge and be intrigued with Juvia's Place Queen Series, which holds 6 shades in each palette that will give you a bright, refreshed look.
Next, check out the Black Opal True Color Skin Perfecting Stick Foundation with SPF 15. It comes in 21 shades, and this long-wearing foundation delivers full coverage with a velvety finish to define your natural features.
And finally, complete this initial spring refresh with Mented Cosmetics Lip Gloss. These lip glosses are buttery smooth, non-stick, and perfect for day-to-night wear.
Plus, ladies, they come in 7 colors. But remember, this is only the beginning of your spring refresh, so head over to Ulta Beauty and shop now, in-store or online, for all your essential spring refresh looks.
Ask Ashley.
Yep, that's me.
And me.
Oh, best friend, we killing them. No new friends, get rid of them. Oh, these no niggas, yeah, I ain't feeling them, yeah. It's just me and my telling them.
We all
She's
do a lot of shit
stop.
That's bad for us.
And yeah. Oh, no, look, I ain't judging. Yeah. No, you're talking to niggas that's addicted. You're talking to current addicts.
You're talking to current addicts.
I don't want
it's
it
not,
another
it's
way.
Not, there is no judgment, trust me. I just noticed recently, though, because I'm trying to curb the habit, that I'm really more just addicted to the tobacco than I am weed at all.
Yeah.
It's because I was noticing everybody had these stories about quitting weed. And I'm about 2 weeks into from just smoking hella every day to really not smoking at all if I can. And I noticed that if the time that I do decide to fold and smoke, if it's just straight weed, I don't even want it.
Yeah.
I didn't go through the cold sweats my first week. Soon as I stopped, my dreams bounced back better than ever. I didn't have bad sleep. All the shit that told me, so I knew something was different. But that make me feel like more of a knock. That's my problem.
Yeah.
It made me feel, and I don't like that. That it hurt me. Yeah. Oh my God, what is this? Is this deja vu, or did somebody say something like, I think I'm having deja vu right now.
I love it.
I love
you are
deja
exactly
vu.
Where you're supposed to be. We are on the right path in the right time. That's it. It's a confirmation.
I love deja vu.
You dreamt
vu.
That shit because you stopped smoking weed.
Right. Oh my God.
Yeah. And you, yeah.
What made you stop smoking weed?
See, look, this still deja vu.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You turn these headphones louder for me. If they go, yep. Da-da-da. It's that knob that you just touched. Yeah. There you go. Perfect.
What happened? Where did Ash go? Oh, shit.
Crazy. What? We talking about dating the girl that I was with earlier. Her name, Ashley.
She's Ashley, too?
Yeah, there's too many Ashleys going
it's
on.
It's a lot of Ashleys. We're so used to it now. But there's always Ashleys everywhere.
I think that's because white people.
Definitely. Good job. So is this a girl you've been dating, or she's new?
She knew. Yeah. We met on tour. Mm. I've been talking to her since the tour.
Where do you typically meet girls?
The internet.
The internet.
Yeah.
Do girls fall in your DM like, hey?
Mm-hmm.
All the time?
More than hey.
And do those ever work out for you?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Most of the time.
Okay, good.
I say about 90. My average is pretty efficient.
Your batting average is very high.
Yeah. What were you guys talking about?
He just was on a date with a girl named Ashley.
Oh, amazing. Are you ready to have your heart stolen?
No.
Yeah, well, watch out.
I mean, if she find it somewhere,
yeah, I'm
finders keepers.
Yeah.
Finders keepers.
Except it don't be working like that.
I was just telling my homie how I had to fold on the girl, and I bet she feel that way. Mm-hmm. But it's all about timing, and unfortunately, she was doing everything right, just at the wrong time.
Yeah, well, that's
she did. She never made one mistake.
Wow.
In what world is that fair, you know?
It's not.
No, but I mean, that's why I was talking about it. That's life. You know what I'm saying? Just because her timing was perfect don't mean mine was. If she had met me at another time before or after whatever I was going through at that time, she would have been in the green. It was really just right there. Like, I don't have the time to entertain this. I'm still unsure about something that I'm trying to cut off that is longstanding. Mm-hmm. And you only coming serious. Like, we barely kick it when you come around. You only doing the check off shit. Like,
Damn, the bed is made, the kitchen clean.
But you're not
actually giving me the spark.
Exactly. So it's like, I don't like being, bruh. Mm-hmm. But it just, I had to.
So do you feel like it's something you could circle back on? Or no?
I can't really circle back to something that wasn't even built. We just looking at empty land and potential at that point.
If the timing's not right, the timing's not right.
And sometimes we end up being the ones that get sacrificed. It is what it is. We're the sacrificial lamb.
I mean, niggas get sacrificed too, all the time.
That's a fact.
Niggas definitely do get sacrificed.
That's a fact.
I got a homegirl who, a dude invited her to Rome for the weekend.
Shit.
But, you know, she not
I like
really,
where this going already.
Yeah. She not all the way with him. Sure enough, post on his way to Rome, 650, private, all the way there, whole thing, doing it big. She watching on the story, sick.
Yeah.
Sick, right?
To her stomach.
She's sick. We're sick.
We're sick, right? Everybody, bitch. Not the big boy to Rome from Miami. Like
Rome to Miami on 650?
I don't know what it was. Just big boy. Know that.
No. I don't give a f- it's the small plane.
Yeah.
It costs $60,000 to fly across the country.
This is what I'm saying. To Rome. She didn't want to go. And I said, listen. You've been on a couple trips with me, sis, that I didn't want to go on. But what I needed was the reminder that I'm still a bad bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I needed that one off who ends up being the sacrificial lamb to build me back up and remind me, like, yo, you not lost out here, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, you're dope still. And that is a place where get sacrificed every day.
For sure.
To just remind women that, like, nah, you still got it. You all right. Like,
we be using you guys.
Oh, trust.
Chill out. Yeah, it's a confidence boost.
I done signed up to be that sacrificial lamb.
You have.
Multiple times. I even wanted it to happen for a long time. Still do. It's always a good time because we could have a perfect day.
Yeah, it's true. But listen, not every man has that luxury.
No, that's a fact.
Some niggas ain't scam boys.
Yeah, they're very damn bad.
Some niggas ain't Ferragamo Falcons. Mm.
At all.
Some niggas ain't Guap Dad 4000.
Come on. I can name 3,999
niggas
that ain't.
For those of you that don't know, he's a Grammy nominated. Rapper, singer, songwriter, and what we found out today, serious actor.
Yeah.
Okay. There's only one more thing that's important.
What?
And that's that he's from where, Ash?
Oakland.
Come on. Come on. Come on. You can't shake it. You can't shake the Bay.
Oh, so a little known fact, I like to claim the Bay because I was born in Oakland.
What hospital? Merritt?
Merritt Hospital.
Okay.
And
I like that. I lived there.
I lived there for a little bit, and then I moved to Seattle. Okay. So I say I'm from Seattle, but the Bay is in my heart.
It's cool. You could really be from the Bay. How old was you when you moved?
I was young.
We don't need to talk.
We don't need to talk about it. The point is that, you know, listen, I dated a guy that lived on 98th and B Street.
Period.
So I feel like I can rep Oakland. I spent a lot of time there.
You like the trauma bomb.
What part of Oakland are you from?
I'm from West Oakland. I'm from the hyper opposite of where that was from.
What does that mean?
Nothing. We really probably the same.
Yeah.
To be honest,
I don't even really think I've ever with a from the Bay Area.
You should. You got to go through it once. Literally. Hopefully, it's good, but it's gonna be life changing either way.
Yeah. Who's fire? From the Bay Area. There's no fire from Oakland, yo.
Nah, I mean, I'm pretty much as good as it gets.
Oh, okay.
I'm crossing.
Yeah.
Remember talking about checking them boxes?
Yeah. All right, well, back to the shit, to the bullshit.
To the bullshit. I've been waiting on the shit all day.
There is this couple that has a podcast called It's Our Love. And on it, they had a conversation about period sex. And we appreciate your pure honesty. And we want to hear your opinion on period sex. Let me play the clip for you.
You're making my stomach hurt. But hold on.
You say you can't do it. But let me ask you a question. Because I just being around you, you didn't talk about some towels. Put a towel down.
Put a towel down.
See, you nasty.
We are grown, Tony. Stop it.
The thought of blood in the first place in sex is just not attractive to me. Like, it's like, I'm like, you know, Kevin Hart's like, pineapples, that's me. I don't get excited with the thought of being intimate and I can't go kiss on a certain place or be down there and then not have like.
Everybody got to make sacrifices.
No, there ain't no shit. No sacrifice there. Shit, there's no sacrifice there,
stop
baby.
Stop lying.
Stop lying. What? Have I made a sacrifice?
Yes.
When?
2 weeks ago. You ran a pink light.
See, you set me up. You lied to me. And I don't appreciate that shit either. See? That's the shit I be talking about.
He's upset. Yeah. He's upset. He didn't really know it was
But
pink.
What's a pink light? Like early or late?
The end of it.
Yeah, it's the end or the beginning.
Yeah. So, we wanted to hear your opinion on running red lights.
First of all, I'm from Oakland. We drive crazy anyway. I run a red light and scream town business.
Hands out the sunroof.
I'll ghost ride the whip past the red.
What the
Come on, pull it out.
Okay, yeah. And it's not.
Oh shit, that's
no.
Good.
But I just ain't gonna do it on heavy flow day. I need to know where you
where
at.
You're at in
because I
cycle.
Would prefer the light to be pink. But if it's really red, it gotta depend on the occasion.
Is it how much you like the bitch?
No. You got to be that bad to get past a certain amount of redness on the light scale. If we gonna do this from a soft Easter pink down to like emergency red, you know, once you get past like that midpoint, you got to be a bad bitch. That's the only reason why I'm doing this, because I'm finna ruin the towel. I might ruin my sheets. Obviously got to get in the shower with this afterwards. Like it's a whole maintenance, and with period sex, you gotta get under the balls and scrub hella extra hard because the blood.
See, does it run down your? I never thought about that. The blood runs down your balls.
Yeah, I mean you gotta. I mean I don't know if it's running down any balls. I can't speak on them, but you feel me for how I'm trying to get up in there.
Yeah.
It's a lot of it's some aqueducts being built. So. You know, sometimes yes. That tension releasing it, you yeah. might catch a splatter here and there. Don't let
it's gross.
No, and if trust you want to know how far down the rabbit hole I've been, don't let you be running a red light with a squirter. Yeah. Yeah.
Let me think about this.
Yeah.
I do feel like at some point though in period sex it does feel like your blood stops.
No, it do. But
I think so too.
But to go back to the red lights, I'm running it, man. Just
you
I prefer not the heavy flow.
Yeah,
it depends on little baby.
And it she don't even got to be a bitch as long as she bad.
Yeah, it's not like I'm doing it raw.
I don't know. I just feel like you don't really want stranger blood, right? Like,
I mean, I'm for one, unless it's my absolute bitch, I'm never considering running a red light raw. Why would I ever? I didn't f*** the girl who was on her period and didn't tell me, but wanted to f*** her back. Ooh, you don't even want to know this story.
Oh, and you thought she was wet.
Yo,
aqua.
I knew it. I know.
But look.
I knew it.
I'm on
and
some,
then you
see,
gotta.
We talk about the trenches, right? How I used to live. I'm in Oakland. We at my house. Parents gone. I got rent to pay. I got bitches. I'm internet famous. My brother in the room. He f***ing somebody else right there. We right in here competing. Who bitch louder? Like who could perform the best? Let's talk all this shit. We pretty boys, right? Do it. That's how we going. So it's like who could rock crazier?
Yeah.
I think I'm going. Dumb. I'm like, you ain't, you don't know what I got going on over here because it's some shit. Man, the room decided that I did win. His bitch was like, oh man, no, y'all got it. Like it was good. I turn on the light. I feel like a champion.
No.
I'm sweating, right?
No.
I'm sweating, bro. I go like this.
No.
And it was on your face?
Yes. On my face, on my hands.
You was playing with a
f***ing all kinds of
you
shit.
You know I was. Blood everywhere. I'm trying to perform. So I, of course I had to be hands on. I'm Tim the mother to a man Allen in the alley.
That's next level.
I look down and I scream. I say, I didn't know what to do. I said, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. I spazzed
you
on a bitch.
Spazzed.
I start going so bad. My brother had to, mind you, it's hella weird because we're naked. Yes. My brother holding me back.
We're dick naked. Swinging, dick like,
we're naked. I'm trying to get to the bitch. I don't know what I want to do. I didn't want to beat her up, but I'm like, you got to get out of my house.
This is
get
a lot.
Out. I never dealt with this before, and it's on my face. It's on my hands. I can't touch anything because I tried to touch the door, and a little fingerprint got on it. And you want to know so crazy? Her partner said, ooh, evidence.
Period.
I was so f***ing hot. I was so f***ing hot. So that's why.
How do you not tell someone you're... That's a lie. So
because
that's deceptive.
Look, I know it was deceptive. It was manipulative. It was toxic.
I know. I gotta admit something.
You've done that?
I've definitely pulled a tampon out that was in for safety reasons. I was at the end of
my
shit.
Oh no, but that's not different. No, that's different. That's not the same.
There, and I've been like, I threw it on the floor.
The sound effect for that was pretty ridiculous.
Floor. Yeah, bitch, I threw it on the floor
of the room.
Yeah, like on my side, like on the side I got on the bed, not on his side. And then when I went to the bathroom after, I picked it up on my way to the bathroom. Oh. Now, to be fair, I really didn't have any leftover blood, so it worked out in my benefit. But it could have not worked out. Sometimes just tap an extra piece, like
that's a lot.
This will bring down your period.
Oh,
they
yeah,
will
no.
for sure.
I got angry messages, mad about that shit. Yeah. I didn't know that was something that y'all
thing.
Get mad. No,
yeah, and we
like,
we
you
actually
made me start. I'd be like, first of all, I ain't make you start nothing.
Yes, you did.
Well, no, can I tell you what to respond to them from now on? Because we did the research. We talked about it on the podcast. That happens only if you've come.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
the
really
orgasm
the orgasm
is what
restarts. Like,
yeah, them contractions start tearing shit off.
So the next time you tell a bitch, it's obviously like, been a minute since you came. Thank me for doing a good job around here.
I'm finna start. You know what I'm going to start doing with that in mind? Because this is something that I have to run into.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to just start getting my bitches a pet snake so they could deal with molting. Because you got to know the snake contracts to get the rest of that skin off. You just need to help molting. I had to put you in that warm water.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
He's basically saying that he sheds uterus lines.
Oh, shit.
And so in order for us to understand the concept, we should actually watch a snake do their thing so we could understand what's happening
inside.
His snake goes inside of our uterus and then sheds the skin.
Got it. I mean, that's a lot.
Ew is what I have to say.
I don't want
about
a snake.
I mean, you making us run red lights. Why can't we put each other in a good class together so we can learn about it together?
No,
you put us in that position. How you know he wanted to be in traffic?
Do
that. Like
that.
Listen, he wanted to.
He wanted
oh,
it.
Trust. I mean, look, he I'm running the to. Red. I'm running it. Speed. I'm running at light speed.
But you just want to know.
Exactly.
You just need to know.
Yeah, so I don't go like this after the shit. What the f***? Do you know how much that scarred me?
All right, so you're going to say that period sex is personal preference, not nasty work.
Yes, all completely. Right.
Fine, personal preference.
Personal preference.
Because I'm going to lay that towel down for show.
Women like us have this rare ability to thrive in life's chaos. And honestly, we wear it like a badge of honor.
You're right, Ash. I just embrace the chaos of my busy life, to be honest. I'm a doctor, a chef, a teacher, and most importantly, a full-time chauffeur. No one tells you that two kids and extracurricular activities basically means you live in your car.
That's so true. And if you are like Ashley North, playing all the roles a boss mom plays, then we have to introduce you to the all-new Infiniti QX60, designed to help you conquer life.
In style.
Yes, Ash, in style. With available features like seating for up to 7 passengers, a suite of active safety features, and massaging front seats, it's a luxury SUV that is as functional as it is stylish.
Check out the Infiniti fully reimagined QX60, made for queens just like us.
Now with extremely limited availability, contact your local retailer for inventory information.
I really only date chocolate right now.
Really?
I'm going through a chocolate phase.
So who's the baddest chocolate bitch on the scene right now?
I love this.
SZA fine though.
SZA fine. Her body's stupid. SZA fine
than a bitch.
Yeah.
SZA fine than a bitch. Yeah.
Her body she is stupid.
Good.
SZA fine than a
bitch. At the Grammys, bitch. I was like, yes.
Yeah, like Lupita skin, God level. Lupita, she posted something. There was some picture of Lupita going around recently.
Oh, yeah.
And I was getting horny. I said, this doing like, something to me. I like this pic. Yeah, no, that shit was fire.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I never went on a chocolate run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you exploring and it's nice. You like it there. Mm-hmm. You parked a little bit.
It's cool.
Ooh.
I got a residential parking spot.
Oh, nice.
He said he got the sticker on his car, not the sticker. Mm-hmm. Says you could park your
Just let
permit.
Me straight in the gate, bro. You already know my face, bro. Why are you even asking me for this shit? Let me in.
Well, can we go back to SZA for a second?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, we can.
Because I do feel like SZA, though, might be a little crazy.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Yeah.
Of course.
I'm into that, though.
You are.
Like that? Okay.
Ash and I saw a clip on the internet this week about professions that men should not date.
Mm.
And on that was...
All the RNs is crazy.
Yes.
But the coochie out the water. It's out the water. It's out the water, I'm going to tell you. But like for who I'm f***ing and how it's going, with my experience with registered nurses, somebody, auntie, got in.
Yep.
Yeah,
at the hospital.
Oh,
and then put her.
So you got vacation on. Day sick.
Yeah, it's this a good job.
Yeah, put her on, or it was her mama friend, and she told her daughter to apply because they was opening, and she got the info and the lick, and then she ended up like being successful enough to take it serious to that extent.
Mm-hmm.
But she still was finna be a stripper.
Or she was stripping, now got a baby and don't want to go back and strip.
It was always something crazy because RNs, to get that job, the person who fills that job, it's the real, like, I don't know, that's like the handoff. Mm-hmm.
I'm getting ready to do the disclaimer.
This is your experience. Yeah. This is your
They could get mad if you want. Yeah, I was just really talking about in general for the macro of essential workers. I don't want to take away from nobody's job in medicine.
Yeah.
But I could say with my chest that all the RNs is nasty.
All right. So
I had to give the medical disclaimer, but I'm standing on my words for him because come on now.
I got one. Listen. All right. So we're a little older than you. So we come from the era of like real video bitches, like not Instagram models. And then you put them in videos.
No.
We come from like, this was a profession.
It was a whole thing.
I know a video chick that became an RN. To become the nurse at the cosmetic surgeon spot. So now the bitch does lip fillers and asses and all that other shit. She took the route to come back. It was the nastiest shit I ever seen. I was like, I thought she was changing your life. And I just needed to be able to inject these.
That's what I'm saying. They be demons. Sometimes they be demons, bro.
So besides RN.
She lists teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And nurses as the top two professions.
Look, I f***ed with a teacher in high school.
We're really tired of men coming into the Ask Ashley studio and talking about how older women have taken advantage of younger men. It's a real thing.
Yeah, but I knew what it was.
We're not saying that none of them forced you guys to do this shit. But what we're saying is that we didn't know that there was this many older women taking advantage of young teenage boys.
It was in terms of abuse. I knew what it was. I had to have a different conversation about my brother who was f***ing her partner who was another teacher about why it was bad, but why I just was deciding to still do it. But I knew. Yeah. We were smoking. There were some teachers from Richmond.
How come don't talk about this trauma? This is trauma, real shit. You really were being raped at young ages. Like, I don't know a man that lost his virginity to a woman of his same age.
Lost my virginity to a girl that was my age.
You did?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
In an abandoned apartment.
In the bando.
Yeah, in the bando.
Not the bando.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Not the bando.
You thought it was sweet. Nah, I'm from Oakland. I couldn't do that shit.
How old were you?
13, 14. You know the lady that wanted to be a teacher,
yeah.
Truly.
Yeah.
Because she hella earthy. She looked like Berkeley, social studies, you know. Like that bitch, she probably maybe four had like her one wild night in Cancun was her ho-ho face.
Definitely.
You know,
definitely.
Before
not
she,
one night in Cancun was your whole ho
I swear to God, that's that be the real teacher, and she just came into her sexuality when she got married, and then whatever.
Okay.
You check for it on Facebook. She might be nasty with him in their marriage, but like that's the bitch that wanted to be the teacher.
Check for her on Facebook.
I'm telling you, everybody else is disgusting.
Is who's Asian in your family? Your mom or your dad?
It's always the mama side.
Yeah, love an exotic bitch, don't they? Love an exotic bitch. Crazy.
It's always the mama side, you know. Yeah. It.
Did you grow up with both your parents?
For the most part, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Both my parents were present and alive. Yes.
Yeah.
Or are you more Asian or more black?
I'm definitely by culture and by appearance, but I'm black. I mean, I'm Asian in my family dynamic and a lot of my human habits is things
you like
that
anime?
Filipino do. Filipinos do and Asians do. Yeah, I love anime.
Yeah.
We know he loves anime.
All right, fine. So, we knew that you were like super Asian because Ashley and I used to be obsessed with you. And ready, go ahead, go.
So we used to be obsessed with you and literally send your videos back and forth to each other all the time. Like we've been fans for some time now.
We've been working out together for like 2 weeks.
I've been trying to be so cool.
What? What type of shit
is that? I'm not going to hold you. I found you on the internet like 4 years ago. Yeah. I'm not even like, yeah. I might be the person that sent you to Dallas.
Yeah, you are. Did we ever, didn't get on the phone?
Yeah, we did. We got on the phone one time.
Look, when you smiled earlier, I said, she looks so familiar, but I didn't want to be that.
Yeah.
We got on the phone. Dallas called you when we was, you was here.
I used to send his videos, like, because my background's in the music industry. I worked on Fab's management team for 4 years, and I worked in product management at Atlantic. So I used to always be on the hunt, like, looking at shit. And I was like, this is a star. I couldn't put my hands on it, but the one thing that I knew is that I couldn't get enough of your content. And so that meant to me, as someone that comes from the day and age of real artist development. But I say all that to say that outside of the business shit, I used to send it to Ash and we would just die. I would send it to her and she would just FaceTime me immediately. And well, play one of my favorite clips, Ash.
It was not easy to bring up the videos and I don't really like that.
Don't look at me with that hate in your eyes. Why you got so much
hate? Now that we're friends, can you at least send me the vault so that I could just, like, come on. I need the vault.
NFT, the old, like, one-liner.
Come on.
Put a little thing around and be like, Ferragamo Falcon, da-da-da-da-da, boom. Sell that shit, yo. I'm telling you.
But this is the one that I was able to find.
Hello. My name's Guapdad 4000. Currently, my life is spiraling out of control. I have no idea what I'm going to do every day that I wake up because I'm so reckless. I openly disrespect others verbally, and I'm terrible at saving money. Also, I don't trust anybody. I don't even tell myself secrets. I think everybody is the police, and I'm drinking way too much Hennessy. But I can't stop watching anime, and I'm also addicted to sex. So that's good. I probably eat way more chicken wings than normal people, and I think I'm sexually attracted to tacos. I'm a nerd, but also I trap, and I'm never gonna get out the game because every day, every account that I steal from, I say, this is gonna be the one to take me out the game. Have a good day.
Real registered nurse.
Real registered nurse out this motherfucker. Yeah. And honestly, that's probably a video I sent her like 7 a.m. type shit. Like my life right now.
It was that video that really for real changed my life. That's why I say it mean a lot to me because I went viral really huge before that on my 24th birthday. But this was a year later. My birthday was coming up and I was trying to figure shit out. I had just moved to LA with this man. I was living in the studio and I didn't know what to do. I couldn't replicate that virality for nothing.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really trying because I wanted to just rap And I made that on the way to some YouTube shit. That's in the parking lot of YouTube at the Buena whatever
Buena
spot.
Vista location or some shit.
And I had got out the car and I was kind of sad. And I was like, I don't give a fuck about going viral. I really don't. I'm just finna say all the bad shit about me.
Yeah.
And get it out. It was like a diary. Every video that I did after that, I was just doing that. All I did was just talk about what actually
And it
was
amazing. Yeah. That's why we loved it. Your delivery, it just makes it feel better because you're like, this is how I feel. Yeah. And he's just laying it out there like that. And it's so good.
It's interesting that you said you had been trying to, and not trying your hardest, but trying to duplicate what it would be that got that hit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until you decided to be yourself.
Literally.
That you actually got the hit.
And I literally called him and was like, hey, bro, I posted something from at this YouTube shit the other day. It's on the gram. And I'm like 60,000 up.
Like,
what
are
we doing?
Happening.
What are we doing? And he was like, oh, shit, hold on. And we had to restructure our whole game plan. But it was good that we moved off that because I did find a different sense of purpose by just getting to express my honest self. That's how I talk now. I'm often oversharing. I gotta like think about not, you know?
Yeah, but in this day and age where people are longing to have a real piece of somebody.
Yeah, a real connection.
That's what ends up hitting, right? Yeah. Prior to this point, you were selling us a culture that not a lot of people understood.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I happen to live in New York, so it was a big scam culture. Like, you actually didn't meet anybody from Brooklyn that wasn't a part of it.
Yeah.
Like,
every I met from Brooklyn thus far.
Yes. And so to see it personified in a way that the world could take it was interesting.
Yeah.
But then to give another side of you that was like almost like scammers have feelings too. You know? Like, on some like scammers struggle too because as a real life person, you like, damn, that's the life, yo.
Yeah.
Got everything I'm busting my ass for. And it's like funny and whatever. But the moment you're like, yo, I'm spiraling.
Yeah.
I don't know what the f*** is going on. And I don't have everything together. People just, I think people really liked having an additional side.
Yeah.
Now, it's weird to us is that we also dug around in your social media. Like, your Twitter is there, but like, it's not, you're not giving.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I need to give to myself right now. I spent these last couple of years giving to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
It really make my day. I could seriously cry about how happy it make me that y'all bringing up them videos because it was honest. Like all the honest shit that I do, man, I just love when people bring it up, you know? So that's what I did. That was my gift to y'all while I was figuring myself out. But while I'm trying to get to this next place, I just can't be that right now. I'm living through what I'm creating, and I hope people respect it. And people are. The numbers ain't really changed for what's going on socially.
Yeah.
It's just personally, I had to recurate my approach because social media became my actual lifestyle. I am not faking none of this shit. I could go to where I can go, but I need to be on the gram to do a lot of that. I need to be on Twitter. A lot of the hoes that I might want to get at. You know, like all of these things that could potentially distract me or take me away from what I'm trying to do with myself. And I'm happy with that. And it's almost, it make me eager to, I can't wait to get back to when I'm able to do or give y'all something of that magnitude. Because one, I'm bossing up, so it's probably going to be on a crazier platform. And two, I'd be in a better position to where I could deliver that and want to. It don't feel like a job. It could be the same organic thing that you love.
And is this because of rap?
Yeah, because rap is hard. It's hard to be a rapper.
In a world where Jake Pauls are trying to become real fighters.
Exactly.
Is that the same journey?
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Do you think that he's been able to do both in a very interesting way?
I mean, he white. I would prefer to compare my struggle to anybody black in the same space.
Well, who's doing that? This is what I'm saying. That's achieved a real social media presence that then has then wanted to demand our respect in the rap game. I could tell you a lot of influencers that made a song or two.
But who demanded respect?
Matter of fact, I finna say Sweetie.
Ooh.
Doja Cat.
Doja, okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm but trying men. To think of the names, but yeah. It's only girls that's popping into my head.
Oh. That's interesting, but you can't name men.
Yeah.
I can't really. I'm trying to think. I'm sure some.
Can you think of anyone?
It got to be social media content based.
Is that something that as the audience that we can't accept? Or is it that it's because we need to be introduced to artists via music first to hold that level of respect? Like, what is it? Is it us that just can't receive it?
I think it has to do with the color of his skin and being a male and what we think a rapper is supposed to be.
Which right. is why that Jake Paul comment was big.
Right? So yep. Jake Paul's able to be goofy and funny and out of pocket and yeah. he's in the sport. Whereas, like, if you're a rapper, I'm supposed to be scared of you. If you're a rapper, you're supposed
right.
to be this. But to be social media viral, it's all personality, humor. It's like none of it is based on what we think of, we want
out of a rapper.
Yeah. Okay.
That makes sense.
For a woman, let's be honest, every woman you just named, if the transition was sexually based,
yeah.
And all of a sudden it was like, oh shit, Doja, she's nice hits?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's true. They were.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But as a man.
My road has always been reversed because
yeah.
of that.
Yeah.
Because I had fame already. Mm-hmm. I came into fame and the backable network that is supposed to come after years of this shit, mm-hmm. I just fell into because everybody yeah. wanted to f*** with me. You know yeah. why? Because of y'all.
Yeah.
I blew up because of black women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Loving yeah. my content and sharing it.
But it's so crazy then, because then you go anywhere in the industry and what they're trying to do is get their artists on social media.
Now it's,
you know yeah. what I mean? And yeah. it's so f***ed up. You're like, yo, can we find a TikToker that will do a dance to this song so we could blow it up? And it's yeah. like, yo, but then when you have the audience, it's very confusing.
Yeah.
But then tell us, do you have the story to make you a believable rapper?
Absolutely. I got an...
Like, where the... You from Oakland, what that mean? Who are your parents? Like, where's your street cred? You bitches in bandos. You been like, is who you've been on social media and act and something that can make us not hood bitches believe? Or is it real?
That's a good point. It's absolutely real. Everything is absolutely authentic. I think another one of my setbacks has been the range of how dynamic my life has been. Mm-hmm. And me as a person. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I was thinking about it earlier when you was talking about the different categories that you would put a person that you dated in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really would be in hella categories for a lot of my bitches. I probably just do not check off the absolute street category at all.
Hmm. But, you don't.
Nah, but I mean, I check off the hood category perfect. Come to my house, you see my brothers, come see the family.
Yeah.
Just kicking with me for a day, you're going to be like, all right, yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't all the way square, but my shit has always been just an amalgamation of all these traits.
Yeah.
So to try to figure
it's
out
hard
how
for people to digest.
Yeah, exactly. Too. It's a mouthful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a mouthful, especially old white people who you're trying to get to understand that I can be exactly what y'all finna need 3 years from now.
Mm-hmm. Ashley and I. Oh, go ahead.
Lil Nas X. That's the male.
He started on.
He started pure content.
Pure content.
Yes, and he ran all his own shit. It was meme driven. It was Lil Nas X is a okay. great. He is the pinnacle of it, actually, because yeah. he hit milestones yeah,
he has,
that can't.
The one special car that black man can hold to make it work.
Correct.
Yeah. That's a fact.
Yep.
That's tough.
That's tough. Now what's
you
crazy?
See how
is
rare it, this shit is.
No, but you know what's crazy is that as tough as it is, it's also hard to believe that in 2022. Because yeah. like, I understand in a day and age when Jeezy was a thing and like the black male rapper equaled that, but in the day and age where we got gay rappers, I don't know why it's hard to stomach.
Because the culture has been more accepting of it. But society has still not adapted the full mindset of the culture. Us as consumers and contributors yeah. of the culture, it's like, oh, no, okay, yeah. I mean, yeah, gay is rapping now and got motion. We mm-hmm. accepted that. Lil Nas X could do his thing. Saucy Santana's other dudes that I didn't seen. I even did a feature with LGBTQ extra letters
yeah.
artists.
Yeah.
And the shit went up.
Yeah.
It was, this was a minute ago, like it went up partially for him in his world. Yeah. But it was a good vibe. This is like 4 years ago when I first started. So we already been rocking like that, but we talking about the macro.
Yeah. Interesting. I don't know. I just feel like it's hard to imagine that based on all of these theories of how they want rappers to capitalize and get big, that this would be a struggle, but I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. It's just hard to, it's hard to understand.
And there's a lot of merit behind when I say I'm from Oakland. It mean a lot. It's a heavy thing. I was in the 6th, 7th grade watching coming to the house, bullet wounds, spraying blood all over the house, the family piano. Like, I didn't already seen dead outside, people that I was just playing with dead, you know? I said that I made a point to talk to it about my therapist, about my numbness, because I was watching the video with the where the boy died off the ride.
Oh, yeah, that and was crazy.
I noticed, I didn't say nothing out loud, but I noticed that my reaction was not nearly as severe as everybody else who was watching the video.
Yeah.
And that kind of hurt my feelings, because I'm like, damn, bro, I can't even feel this like that. Like, what?
Literally, the PTSD of living in the hood is something that people do not put enough value and emphasis on that conversation. The idea that you, at by 14 or 15, had seen people coming in with bullet wounds, had seen people bleeding all over the place. We will literally say an Army War veteran that saw that has PTSD, and will not say that a 15-year-old child that lives in West Oakland doesn't have it.
Yeah.
It's nuts. And that conversation needs to happen more. You're blessed enough to be able and be evolved enough at your age to say, hey, let me revisit this with my therapist.
Right.
But a lot of niggas are not. And it's because we as a society don't take that experience and label it as that. We take it as the hood experience. Now, that's not the hood experience. That's a fucked up experience that creates PTSD and a line of trauma for generations to come. So let's talk up. This is what I'm saying. So
I mean, we can't go there.
It's a lot.
What I can say about it is, though, I've only been able to get that kind of new perspective on it because I've been trying to break all my habits and just all my emotions that involve me surviving all the time. Like, that type of numbness just come from surviving, because that's why we think it's that. It's because there's the underlying rule that the hood is supposed to be something that you survive, or else you don't, you know?
Yeah.
So everything get watered down. All that shit get watered down.
Undoing these things within yourself, is it making it harder to rap?
Yeah. It's making it really hard.
Yep. Interesting.
Yeah.
What I think is interesting is a battle that I'm curious how you'll adjust to, because what you're doing is, running is a bad word, but just take it because I don't have another one. Running from the internet, because people will only believe you in a particular way. But then internally trying to reverse that work that you're putting in to get people to accept you. Tricky.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much the gist.
Mm-hmm. Tricky.
Yeah.
Okay. So with everything that you're focusing on right now, what are the three things you're most excited about?
I'm most excited for however this version of myself looks when I feel like he is near completion or near what I feel like this benchmark could be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for how much money that got.
Word.
And I've been talking to my grandma a lot lately. I'm excited to build this shit up to give my granny the type of old person life that I want. Of course, I got acting shit coming out, music shit coming out, art shit coming out. I'm designing shit. I'm trying to get shit patented. Yeah. Like, I'm back learning Tagalog. I'm taking courses every day. I'm Filipino Tagalog, the language. Is actually yes in Tagalog too. So you damn near did.
Yeah, there you go. Wow, you already speak it.
That's amazing.
Good job. She's a natural.
That's what I thought you were saying. Once or twice in my past.
Look,
okay?
That's what I thought. I thought you was coming. I thought, I said, damn, she just whipped me with some game real fast. But Right now, I got a song out called Black Iverson. Mm-hmm. I really love it. I think if you like this vibe, if you like how I'm rapping, if you like my spirit on there, it'll get you warmed up for the music that's to come. Okay. I'm setting the tone with this music.
Okay.
I'm about to release an LP called Guap. Black Iverson's going to be on there with some other songs. I got some shit with Currency I'm finna drop. Mm. Super excited about that. I love Currency. Yeah. And it's part of my shift into the guap part of my career. Cause I'm.
Are you going to like.
Yeah.
You're renaming, dropping the 4,000.
Uh-huh.
And the dad. And the dad. Just guap.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
I like that.
And we're going to be the first to have more guap merch.
Y'all going to get laced. It's
all right.
Good.
All right. Good.
But
good,
you
good.
Fugazi though. I'm still. You really Fugazi because I've been in the gym a day struggling. I struggle with this girl. We didn't struggle together. She didn't look at me in times of desperation like, bro, I do not want to be here. And I just look like, you think I do, how could
she,
you not
she
tell
never
me
told
after
you
that?
You was fire. Yeah.
Like, what type of shit? I thought we were cool.
All right, so look, you're going to have to check that out.
Yeah.
You definitely got to go check the merch out.
Yeah.
You can check out a social media, but it's not what it used to be.
Oh that's God. The other thing that I really want.
But
send me
honestly,
the links to the video.
If you want to see me, though, and things that I do organically, the only app that I got on my phone is TikTok. If you really want to catch me talking some shit, go on TikTok and you will see me on there.
Are you going to make me get on TikTok?
I mean,
I'm
shit.
I'm on TikTok.
Supply and demand. I got what you want. Right? Come get it.
I'm
going to
get on TikTok.
It's over there. It's on TikTok.
All right.
Because I definitely am not removing myself from the brand or I'm just refining this shit while I'm getting myself together so I could present to you the next version of me, which is guap.
Guap.
So will guap continue? Nothing else is changing, just the name.
Yep.
I love it.
Yeah.
This episode of Ask Ashley the Podcast is brought to you by This Is Elle.
Period care inspired by nature.
I'm afraid to admit it, Ashley, but I haven't made the switch to organic cotton tampons yet.
Oh, come on, Ash. We're not doing this. You're late AF to the party.
I know. I feel like over the last few years, the health and wellness communities have been telling us how important it is for us to pay attention to what we put in our bodies. And to be honest with you, I kind of just felt like changing my diet was enough. But the other day, while I was walking through the feminine care aisle at the pharmacy, I passed this cute tube-like container of This Is Elle organic tampons, and it just seemed to jump out at me. I'm kind of interested. Maybe this could be an all-around organic lifestyle change.
Girl, I've been using organic tampons for a while now. I like that they don't have any of the things that are bad for you, like rayon, chlorine bleach, or organic pesticides.
Yeah, see, all of that sounds like it's really important and probably needs to be applied in my life, but aren't organic tampons kind of like, you know, hard to insert? I just imagine like bad hard cardboard and stiff cotton trying to shove it up my...
No, Ash. This Is Elle tampons have 100% organic cotton core and a BPA-free plastic applicator. And they even have a specific grip to help identify how to insert the tampon. Easier grip means less slip.
Oh, so what you're telling me is that it slides right in.
Oh, that's right, Ash. It slides right in. This Is Elle Tampons is the number one cotton brand in feminine care in the U.S. without the organic price. Head over to www.thisiselle.com to meet Elle and learn more.
What time is it?
It's question time.
What time is it?
It's question time.
Boom. You want to start with the first question, Ash?
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Bam.
Oof. Well, you run in red lights with condoms.
Yeah.
But not raw.
But not
unless
raw.
Unless she's special.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever gotten head with a condom?
I did in Germany when I paid for some
but, what? Yeah. Well, that's typically when we've had this conversation. It's usually you're only getting hit with the condom if you pay for it. But also, what the why?
How does it feel?
Because I'm from the Bay, and I'm from America, and I'm black, and I will never pay for pussy as a rapper who look like this in America. Usually, ever.
Okay.
Maybe when I hit a different tax bracket and I got to be like, we talk about different bays. I got to be like Dubai Bay, Charter Bay. When I start getting that money, of course I'm paying for it at that, unless I'm married and then I'm doing that with my bitch or something. But
I'm still paying
for it. You know, I'm still, I mean,
way or another you pay
for. Just paying regardless, but you know what I mean? Like specifically, directly paying for the coochie. I can only do that on European soil. So I needed to flex my chance to try to pay for some.
How was it?
And I did it. Man, I did it twice in Amsterdam. They got mushroom culture in Amsterdam. I like didn't want to do psychedelic mushrooms. So I just maxed out on truffles. It was just fine dining, good cheeses, wine.
Yeah.
I'm on my level. I'm like, man, I need to find the perfect one. I got my 50 euros. I'm like, come on.
Not 50 euros.
That's it?
Oh, trust. It ain't nothing.
What? That's cheap for it all.
Hey, I'm walking around Amsterdam in the red light district with a coochie coupon ready to cash it in. Here, hello.
So what happened? So you searched all day.
Man, I found a girl. So pretty. I'm like, oh yeah, she her. She her.
This it.
Walk up to the window. She with me. She let me in. Take me to the little apartment upstairs. We get to talking. I say, hella. She said, where you from? So I'm from Oakland, California, in America. She say, man, I'm from San Jose.
No!
I said, no! You could ask any of my brothers out calling right now. I caught every single one.
Not I paid a local bitch on foreign soil.
This bitch moved from San Jose to Amsterdam to be a whore.
Yes.
That's next level.
And you picked and the you one American her. Bitch you could find in the window.
And you found her.
Wow.
This you have fucking, a type.
I ain't got no type.
I really do got a type.
The only thing that I like
a type. I got a type.
Yeah. What's your type?
My type is character. All my bitches got spirit.
Spirit. Yeah, I like that.
I like spunk. I like character. All my bitches got spirit.
Yeah.
I like that. They look different because I go through physical phases.
Yeah.
I went through it. Of young high school, straight light skinned bitches. You know how high school is, only light skinned bitches, whatever.
Is that a thing?
That was the high school mentality. Okay. Just light skinned bitches is the baddest ones.
Sweet.
Luckily, I didn't peak in high school. I was just also peaking. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I was able, that wasn't my highlight. I can think past those stigmas now.
Yeah. How awful.
All that shit is so lame.
Yeah.
So lame. Yep. But I went through that phase. Then I felt disconnected. I was like, all these bitches is half white. I hate their parents. I don't like going over here.
Sorry, Pam.
No offense. But I was just like, I don't, your parents don't connect with me. They talk to me like a boy. I'm not with this.
Yeah.
I want to only talk to mixed bitches. Then I went through a phase in the Bay Area. It's not hard. I was only talking to Asian and black bitches. And that shaved down to just only Filipino and black bitches.
Got real specific.
Than just Jamaican and Filipino.
And then it got to the point where I was just like, I'm kind of over this and I don't really have a type. Like, what do I like?
Yeah.
And then I started living a certain lifestyle and that came with eating in certain places, dressing a certain way. And then I like bitches who like that. Because now I got cemented interests. Where outside of high school, I'm past like finding my identity through my dick. I just like spirit. I like character. Of course, you got to be fine. You got to be fine to me regardless. Attractiveness is a must.
It's a must.
But I like character. I want to have fun with a person. I hate super picky people. I hate I hate closed-minded ass bitches who just don't want to be open to something. I don't like going to steakhouses with bitches who only want barbecue sauce on chicken strips and well-done steak.
Sorry, Ash. I'm just kidding.
You only want barbecue sauce? You a picky eater, Ash?
I'm a picky eater that, like, I've been in spaces and rooms. So it's like, I'm going to eat caviar and escargot. But if
she knows when she needs to eat it.
Yeah, like I'm going to do it in the right rooms and the right spaces. You'll never know. But if left up to my own choices, I'm from Chicago. I'm from the Midwest. I am a meat and potatoes type of bitch. Sure, am I going to go and eat at 11 Madison Park? Yeah, and I'm going to have a fly outfit on and I'm going to play the part. It's just not my choice.
I feel that. I just hate people that won't.
Yeah, that won't do it at all.
Yeah. I don't,
and I agree with
you. I don't care what you like. I can't tell you about your preferences, but I hate people that won't, because I know you don't even really know if you prefer this or not. You just overthinking the texture and the things. And then when you put it in your mouth, you already decided that you didn't like it. And I just hate going through that whole process.
Yeah.
It's one
I'm not
going
to be like, I don't eat sashimi, but I'm going to go to Nobu and just get the jalapeno, like yellowtail, and like take maybe two or three pieces so that everyone at the table know that I ate. You know what I mean?
There
and
you go.
Just
look, just, even if say we was together and that we this our fifth, sixth dinner, or I don't give a it's whatever dinner. I want to see that shit just for my own sake.
Yes.
Do that for me. Do that for the table. Because now the atmosphere here is open.
Yeah.
Now I don't feel weird about liking what the fuck I'm finna eat.
Yeah.
And I can trust that you.
I love that.
You know, we can share the experience that is food.
It's true. Because
it's so connected to our emotions and our life. Why the fuck would you make this weird for me just because you hate everything? I hate that.
I told a guy, remember Houston Bay?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
this was from basic Detroit. I'm a picky eater, and he won't eat the shit that I'm suggesting.
Oh, we.
So we get to this restaurant, and oh my God, this was so embarrassing. I hate that I'm reliving this. We sit down at the table. It's an Asian restaurant. There's a little rock on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Picks it up, tosses it. What's this rock for? Your f***ing chopsticks. Put it down.
He's embarrassing.
That waiter comes, takes the appetizer order. He doesn't want anything. I order like a couple of dumpling, like little situations.
Yeah.
And I say, well, why? Just get the chicken wings. Like at this point, I'm trying to, I don't eat chicken wings, only chicken breasts.
Who doesn't eat chicken wings? Get out of here.
Not even a picky. Okay, so you just went with a weird.
Listen, it's not done yet.
No, it gets worse.
Didn't
so I ordered it was a tequila mezcal situation drink, and it came to the table with a rim. He gets the cup. He says, what's on the rim? Salt. It's a f***ing margarita.
He didn't even know salt on the rim of a margarita.
How did he make it this far?
I don't know. It's so questionable.
Everybody's screaming, you need a regular name. Like, this is exactly what you guys are saying I should do. So I did it. And here's the difference. I can't.
So he don't know what salt on the rim is.
So I said to him, you know, we had like basically went back and forth at the table. And I was like, yo, I'm going to be honest with you. The reason why I need you to try this shit is because right now I can't do shit with you. We can't go to Jamaica and go on road and try a bunch of food trucks and da 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 da. We can't go on the boat, jump off, catch our conch fish, get on the shit and eat the like, I can't do shit with you.
Yeah.
You thinking it's something light and it's just like personal preference. Like, I'm a grown ass man. I've been eating like this my whole life. Da 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 da. Okay, cool. But nobody wants to hang out with you.
Yeah.
They don't. And I can't imagine being that bitch. And that's why I forced myself to do certain things so the niggas don't look at me like, oh, I can't take this bitch nowhere. Yeah, you can. You can take me. I'm going.
You can take her anywhere.
You can take
me. I'm going.
Have
a good time. I'll eat the food.
I'll eat the food. I feel you. Yeah, uncultured ass bitches and bitches. Anyways, what is your go-to move in the bedroom that will finish it every time?
I mean, it's head.
Mm.
I'm starting off with head to just let you know it's both my crutch and also your warning. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm finna peel that nut off of you for real. Finna get it up out of there and then look at you. Like, bitch, I told you. Okay. That's my go-to. That's it. It need to be the end-all, be-all.
I hate actually. I'm still wanting to finish with head.
Finish with it?
No, I want to talk about finish.
He was talking about.
I'm saying that's something.
Oh no, I
didn't know that. That's what you meant by that.
Yeah,
I thought you meant like the thing that I had to do.
No, I'm saying what is like. All right, it's time to come.
Where are you going?
Like, what's the position?
Oh,
what's
me?
The move?
Yeah, for like, me to come.
What's your finishing move?
Man, honestly.
Everything.
It just depends on where we at. Like, if I need to get the nut off and I'm laying down, you got to touch the balls. That's damn near the secret weapon. Like, yeah. I could damn near go the distance for the most part. For the most part, somebody would be great, you know. But I usually could go the distance until she get to hitting them balls. That's like shaving time off drastically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, if you want to have a good time or you want to have
a long time,
you know,
you don't touch them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
All right,
but so. it'll probably be that. Other than that, it really just depends. I'm weird. I'm impulsive. So it depends.
I feel like
on where
in relationships, though, you start to know your partner's habit. Like in relationships, you know, like, oh, he going to his finishing move, or oh, he's going to, like, this is how he's gonna wrap this up.
I damn near want you to tell me to do it. I want to hear it.
Yeah.
Anytime. That's also another weakness. If I'm asking you, can I come? I want to. Like, it's here. And yeah. I need you to say it, because as soon as I hear you say it.
Yeah, what I'm is it? Buff. Why do niggas want to hear you? Why?
I want
do
you
they...
to tell me to do it. I want you
why?
To tell me that you want me to come. And I want you to ask me for it. Or tell
and I
me.
Hate, too. You know what question I hate? Where you want me to put it? I don't want to think about it. I want
where you,
you
want
to
me to put it?
Yeah. Like, where you, like,
like, where you want it. To, like you want me to come inside you, on your face,
you, on your
ass.
Like,
oh, no.
Where you want it. Where
hey, that thing
it.
Squirting wherever it's called squirt. I'm not asking. I never asked that.
So I'll ask you, like, where you want it. Like, they want you to say the nastiest place that you want it. So that, like.
Because if a bitch around say nut in my nose, you're going to be hella through off. I would never ask
this
that.
This is what I'm saying.
I would never.
How do I feel like in that moment that you waiting on me to say the right answer? I don't know what the right answer is.
Like,
where do,
like,
you want to come? No, tell me.
You know, we talk about the high school mentality and phrases that you learn in that. I feel like that's a high school one. I feel like I could have said that in like the 10th or 11th grade.
I know some big using that one. Some big grown.
Good for them. It's not working
it.
For me. I'm pulling
it's not
out.
Work-
and that thing, Spider-Man, and whenever
either.
The web for wherever the web finna go, we slinging it.
That shit not working for me.
I'm
either.
Slinging it through mid Manhattan.
I'm dead.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah, that's what I.
Okay,
could say.
I think we talked about a little bit about this right at the beginning. Timing, right? So, is it true that most men don't marry the woman they love the most? They marry the woman that is around when they are ready.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I damn near have already.
Yeah. You said it earlier.
Yeah.
Asked the question.
I swear to God. If I could have married the girl who I really wanted to be with, we'd be married right now. I would drop everything and I would make it work if that was actually possible.
Yeah.
No.
So what makes you ready? Your pockets, your posture.
Time in my mind.
But what are you waiting for? What's time? What is time going to give you?
Time with myself. It's really self-awareness is the bottom line. You got to know yourself, know what you want, and be able to communicate that. A lot of people know what they want, but they don't know themselves.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people who might know themselves, but not necessarily know what they're looking for. And then all of those people could have issues or trouble with communication. I think those three things come in line with deciding to be with somebody for that long.
Just from
my own experience, because we was either one of those and the communication was irregular because we are either one of those.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
This shit is so fickle, but that's what I think it is. It's those three.
Yeah. It's tough, but it's,
I think
it's
that I have
true.
Terrible timing in life.
Yeah.
I keep showing up at the wrong time.
No, I mean, I felt that way for a long time because, like I was saying earlier, and I stand on this, I'm a that check off a lot of boxes. You want an intellectual, you got it. You want a hood, you got it. You want an Oakland, you got it. You want a nerd.
Yeah.
But, like, you got it. And I be trying to be that for people because I like people so fast. As soon as I meet somebody, I know I like them.
Yeah, but you want to tell, can I tell you something? Is that because I come across this a lot and it basically said in so many words, you being so diverse, I sometimes struggle figuring out who the f*** you are.
Yeah. Yeah, no, trust.
I mean, and that shit hurts me because it's like.
That's the story of my life though, because that's like my career. That was me in school. That was my teachers trying to talk to me. That was the pastor. It's everybody in my life personally.
Yeah.
Nobody's been able to figure me out. I just got to this. I'm still trying
to still figuring myself out.
Like I learned that I had ADHD a couple months ago, less than a year ago, as an adult. And my mama knew my whole life. Hella people in my family knew when I got diagnosed.
My parents come from a different genre. Yeah. I'm about to put my baby on them pills.
Oh, no, exactly. Literally. That's it was just like, my son not retarded. That's how she was talking.
Yeah.
That is ignorance to like the general truth. Because the general truth
I got some pills in my bag if you need them.
She has ADD too.
I already knew. That's why.
It's in the bag if you need them.
I haven't decided to pursue medication. I try to fill in the rest of the blanks for me first because I never knew what I had.
Yeah.
So I had 1,000 problems, it seemed like, and 2,000 solutions. I really just needed one, you know? But I never knew.
Yeah. But I think the reason why you built the muscle to come up with 2,000 solutions was because you never had the one.
Yeah.
That's what I said to the psychiatrist. The first thing was like, look, I'm known for being a jack of all trades. In fact, I've prided myself my whole life on being able to do everything. Shit started slowing down in my memory, so I started writing shit down. Now everything's on paper, and I still can't get it done. So it was a slow digression of those 2,000 solutions turning into 1,000 solutions. Yeah. And all of a sudden, I'm like, damn, I used to be able to solve everything, and I can't solve me getting up and doing what the paper says.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't mapped out before bed the top 10 things that have to happen tomorrow, what needs to happen in the morning, what happens, and I would wake up and look at the paper and not be able to f***ing accomplish what was right there in front of
nothing. Me. Oh, so, look, that sounds like one of my major things that I suffer from. It's called executive dysfunction. And mine is hyper-specific. And this has ruined big parts of my life. I've lost tens of thousands of dollars f***ing off corporate shit. I've lost women in my life who I can say that I love. I've hurt people in my family from this affecting me. No matter how trivial it could be, bring that bag of chips to somebody right there in the corner, that trash bag of chips. Throw it away. If my brain has decided that I cannot do that, I don't care how hard I cry, because trust me, I have. I cannot go get that bag. No matter what. Mine's is a lot. And it's only that. In general, my focus is very loose. I'm like a 9 out of 10 on all the symptoms. From both ends. I'm a combination.
Well, you could listen to your videos and see that.
That's why my career built up in a way. I'm a octopus, you know? And Sam, my manager, has ADHD, but he's known. He's been prescribed.
Yeah.
He's had knowledge and weapons of defense for this.
Yeah.
And how to conduct himself socially. I was still coming into fame with the awkwardness of having it. I don't pick up on a lot of social cues, a lot of moments where I should be empathetic, I struggle with. That's something that I had to learn. 3 years ago.
Wow.
Right. Whole grown.
You know?
How many years already you didn't existed on this earth?
Exactly. You know, so that's what I say when I say, man, I had to turn 2,000 into one. It was like so, and I'm still doing it. It's just so much deprogramming. But it's so funny that she bring that shit up. Because when you was talking earlier, something that I learned, people with ADHD got the ability to speak and empower emotion so much that you feel like they could be crying while they say that. This is something that I've observed. And that's how you talk. This is how people tell me I talk. And all of my friends who I know have it, this is how they talk. If Sam go on a rant, you'll feel like tears finna fall.
It's a lot.
As opposed to your angry partner who, I mean, if we use the science term, to a neurotypical person, whose brain is wired a lot more linear, you would just feel that anger.
Yeah.
It wouldn't feel confusion. It wouldn't feel that emotive outside of what is clear.
Clear.
Yeah.
You know, because even in moments of anger or moments of sadness, my direction is not linear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's all over. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's really interesting. Mm. I don't have ADHD.
Yeah, you don't.
No.
But you have anxiety.
I have anxiety.
Anxiety
I have
is,
very bad anxiety.
Yeah.
So that's like a different form of it.
Oh, no, trust. Yeah. I deal with people who struggle on the mental health spectrum, but no matter where you throw the dart.
Yeah.
I got partners in this shit who I met early on that they social anxiety so bad can't even be in the club with me.
I swear that people don't understand, but when I watch in the club that come in the club and straight roll up, and then the whole time they just roll up, smoke, roll up, smoke, roll up, smoke. Ain't hit no two-step, ain't talk to no bitch. All they did was have to roll up and smoke to exist in this space. And
yeah,
people are missing it.
Yeah.
Yo, he ain't spoke to nobody. He ain't got a drink. He ain't danced. This been pulling out woods and rolling up the whole time and passing it to people he don't even know.
That was the guy at the club.
Yo.
Nah. Yeah.
Uncomfortable.
Super.
It's crazy.
It's crazy because I'm doing a lot of reading on ADHD. I'm listening to audiobooks and I read at night. And a lot of the things people say come with symptoms of introversion. And it's rare to be a combination type like I am who struggles mentally and then physically, but it's extremely extroverted. Mm-hmm. A lot of my habits that I thought were positive from extroversion, I now know are my version of rolling that blunt up.
Yep.
It's just talking to people. It's the praise that I get from people socially, mm-hmm. interactions with strangers that make me feel comfortable, but that is dangerous for me at the same time because I'm not doing that to be genuine.
Yeah,
you're I'm doing that because I need the dopamine.
Yeah.
To distract or, me.
Like I say, the small talk is so uncomfortable to me that I have to go all the way there or put on a show so that I no longer feel uncomfortable in this space.
Yes, ma'am.
Like, I can't, if I walked in here and all three of you guys were silent.
Yeah, she would.
I'm like, damn, watch y'all be so
yeah, she do a whole thing.
Last question. You mentioned some bitches you just be happy to be in the room with.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So, Ash.
What makes a woman out of your league?
Out of my league? Mm-hmm. I mean, at this point now, she either is more famous than me because she's an artist mm-hmm. or... all her bays is Dubai Bay. Those is usually be the bitches that I can't right now. Just in terms of where I'm at, in terms of my fame.
Like, that are like because cashing you, out.
That's why I say it. I like being that sniper in the middle to remind her. Because all these bitches always, especially the bitches I like, the live wires, the spunky ones, mm-hmm. they got Dubai bays, 3-4 mm-hmm. of them. But Dubai bays never always do them wrong.
Yeah,
because they Dubai Bay. Mm-hmm. Dubai Bay, nobody gets wife by Dubai Bay. And if it do, it don't be the bitches from the gram.
Yeah.
And it don't, you know? So I like finding the Dubai Bay hoes on their off season. Because I can always hit it and we going to have the perfect day. Because I'm going to remind you that saucy is like you. It's player is out there. And then you could go back to your dream of trying to find a like me with Dubai money right now.
And yeah. You'll never find him.
Ever.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
Ever.
What a conundrum.
Yeah. So those are the only bitches
That's
I think
good.
Is truly out of my league.
Yeah.
But I mean, even for me, I still get shot at them sometimes. And girls more famous than me hit on me all the time. It's just I like to be in control of my own shit. Mm. But yeah, that's it.
More famous or a roster of super f-ing popping that will give them a world that they dream of.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Cause you're not about to sell no dreams.
I can't even afford it. Mm-hmm. I can afford my dream, my mama dream. Like I just came into success to that level.
Yeah,
and they didn't even know some of this shit existed. Honestly,
they just exactly. But like after you come back from the trip and you're still down bad, and you finna sell your watch because you only doing lashes.
Yep.
Guess who you finna hit?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't even like the you. This time, and we on this podcast, and we in LA, but it's a certain type of that lives in this world out here.
Yeah.
But that be the rapper cousin. That be the promoter. He be the owner of a shoe store. The one random that's a sniper, he knows all the bitches. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like, you ain't never gonna necessarily hear nothing wrong. He never gonna do nothing wrong. Nothing. But that's all it is. It's just that's his life. Some stay there forever, and I ain't mad at him.
Yeah, no, it's a safe space.
It's lonely though. It's lonely.
Oh, here we go.
It is because I was lonely for a long time. I had to find solace within myself because bitches didn't believe that I liked them.
Did they not believe that you didn't like them, or did you not show them you liked them?
Oh no, they didn't believe it. When you my feelings was it. Really hurt,
yeah,
I'm super expressive. My heart on my sleeve right now. I tell everybody how I feel almost on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but are the more emotional and the ADHD parts of you, which happens to me often, an outpour of emotion on Saturday and Sunday, and then a disconnect of the actions matching that outpour of emotion on Tuesday through Friday for you to check back in on those emotions on Saturday and Sunday. It's not somebody not believing you. It's you not playing the part.
Yeah.
It's the actual not consistency in your character so that you so much admire.
Yeah.
That you not showing through to yourself, so obviously someone don't believe you.
I think that's partially. I could, if I even had to split it, that might be the majority. Say that's 60-70% of my interactions, but the 30% is what really hurt your feelings, because the 30% is the ones where I really did try.
I feel that he's tried before. He's tried before. He doesn't try every time, but he's tried.
I'm not saying that it's just bitches ain't shit. It's not one of those things. Yeah. I'm just saying that for me, my personal experience, especially for where I come in my life, women tend to not trust what I say no matter what. And I can't do anything about it. I've already accepted that. You can't make nobody believe nothing.
Yeah, but you built... Listen, I struggle in the same boat. I have a platform called Dear Young Queen where basically I preach women's empowerment and confidence and like your grandfather used to write your grandmother 10-page love letters. This does you dick pics. Grow up. You know what I mean? Like I do all of that. And so I know that it presents me a lot stronger, much tougher, much harder, blah, 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 exterior. But I also got to live with that.
Yeah,
you built the brand. Now giving a f- about bitches, f- bitches in a fucking Ferragamo do rag. Like you did that.
Yeah.
How could they not believe that's who you are?
For me, that was something that I had to accept about one of the reasons.
Yeah.
But that don't make it easier to deal with because my feelings still hurt. Because in my mind, it was a still serious effort, especially if I'm tearing myself up to try to be consistent, because consistency is one of my mental weaknesses, right. You know? So when I'm just saying that when I actually have felt like I did the work outside of that, because what you're saying is absolutely true for the majority. But it's that once, two, three times that fucking off so hard, because we don't often try in our lives to 100%. And the times when we do, especially hyperactive brains, it mean a lot. And you want it to mean more. So I feel like I put more merit on it than I should have. But it f***ed me off.
Yeah.
It did. So I end up feeling lonelier in general.
What's the difference between being alone and being lonely?
It's good to be alone. The older I get, the more I'm starting to cherish my alone time. If you know me, I'm so I need company. I need a hella people. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. I need it. I like yearn for it. But that's because that's my environment. Like my mama went to jail. I moved all my brothers in to pay the rent, to pay the mortgage. Help me with my grandma electricity bills, her chemo and like the hospital shit, you know. So like I learned to thrive in noise. Mm-hmm. I still have trouble sleeping in absolute silence. I'll go on YouTube and turn on police sirens or like hood noise. Oh, I like to hear gunshots and shit. That's
sleep.
That's when I swear to God, that's when I that's when I'd be cool, because that's when I learned how to find peace with myself, yeah. was in that noise. It was so scary to do it without me.
That's big. That's big. Those are the moments that you were able to tell yourself that you could get through something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it was so hard. So hard once I got my own spot, because I worked so hard. I came out here. I met Sam. I was stopped scamming. I said, man, I ain't going to run no plays. I just was 40,000 up. Came out here $20.
Yeah.
Nothing. In the studio is fine. I'm in there 8 months. It's a lot of noise. I could be creative 24/7. Bitches is bringing me food. I'm f***ing them in the studio. I'm still doing me, so I still feel good. I just don't have the money that I know I could have if I got to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I'm sacrificing. Then I get in my first apartment and my room got a door. Mm-hmm. I remember saying that. I just want a room with a door, man.
Yeah,
anybody could walk into the studio. Yeah. I just want a door. That's all I wanted, was a door and a shower.
Yeah.
And I got that, and then I closed that door after I got out that shower and couldn't sleep for months.
Yeah. Without
for them. Months. I used to cry about it. Like, bruh, I felt like, because last time I had insomnia problems, I was suicidal. I was that depressed. I was suicidal in 2014. Yeah. So I'm like, bruh, is it that? Like, can I not? It was that confusing for me. I started overthinking it, and then it was not okay.
Ashley, you thought he was going to come up here and clown, didn't you?
No, I've enjoyed getting to know you today. Like, it's this good. Is like a different side, because I just knew you from your videos and stuff, but it's been dope getting to know another side of you. Thank you for coming.
We didn't Thank get to share this me. With you, but we also did do a deep dive. We came across a dope ass Colors performance you just did.
Yeah.
Super fire. Thank you guys are listening. I know you got to hear a lot about his personal life, his personality. He didn't sit on the music like he really is going to moving forward. But that's a part of your journey, is claiming and sitting and proudly speaking more about it and less about your journey to figure it out, because you're there and we f- with it and it's dope. So please go and check out that Colors performance. I think that it is something super special and people should really get that.
Thank you. I practiced for that really
did
hard.
You did?
Yeah.
Really hard.
Yeah. It was great. It was dope. It was great. Yeah.
And now you're in our own version of a color studio.
Yeah. It's beautiful. I actually was really enjoying the pink earlier.
Oh, yes.
Black people look best in pink and blue light.
Yeah.
I learned that from Issa Rae.
Oh, dope.
Watching Insecure, see how they light those people.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Can I tell you what's also interesting too, is that if on my skin, let's say I have a mark or whatever, like a darker mark, instead of using like a foundation or concealer, a makeup artist will use a blush, a red tone.
So it detracts even out. It evens out.
Interesting. Well, outside of checking out that Colors performance, where else can the people find you?
I'm at GuapDad4000 on everything.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to talk to me,
call me.
Yeah, you probably just got to see me on the street.
I got a community number. It's 310.
I was just talking about community earlier too. But I'll be around. It's not like I'm finna be off of Instagram and Twitter forever. And if I really need to get a tweet off or post something,
you're still going to.
I will. That's the good part about being independent, having this power. I only removed myself. This was my decision.
Yeah.
I could really post whatever the I want.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know? Yeah. And I'm around. I check my shit. Got to go in the DMs all the time because people hit me up, especially as my career grows.
Mm-hmm.
I just tapped in with the game. We're about to do a song. I never talked to this like that before.
Dope.
That's going to be
he
dope.
He DM'd me. So I had to go on Instagram to make sure I don't miss shit like that.
Yeah.
Because
for real.
Then
you got to tap in.
Yeah, a lot of my fans know, my like cult fans know that they could hit me about anything. You know, I do like to respond when I can.
Yeah.
And I'm in different group chats with people that are just fans. I talk to people way more than other artists.
So I'm confused about why we got big times.
I really want to know.
You didn't feel like we were fans?
Yo.
No.
We wanted a photo with you.
No, I just didn't feel.
We're grown ass women.
But I don't big time people.
We're grown.
Like if I big time something, someone, something was going on or my attention was not to where it didn't, like, I didn't, like, I had to be not there.
We're also probably being dramatic because we just don't take well to people not just being like, oh, we're so happy to meet you.
Yeah.
So, because I wasn't riding your dick.
It was like, basically, because you didn't ride our dick, you big timed us. It's one or the other.
Okay. Yeah. That's crazy.
Crazy.
By the way, because we are your biggest fans, we also wanted to know if you could. I'm just gonna jump out there and
do
say it.
We
need a new intro song. We need you on it.
We feel like you could flip Ashley in some
Ashley
creative
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I know you got some
I
lines.
I like y'all
for
so
us.
Much. I'll go to the crib and try to do it tonight.
Yes. Yes.
And you want me to flip the Ask Ashley shit?
Yeah, whatever do you? Whatever
you
moves
feel
you.
Like moves
after
you?
Being in here,
y'all ain't
with
gonna
us.
Put it on streaming, is y'all? Is it going to go on streaming?
Well, here's the thing. We have conversations. Like, I have a conversation with Sam like we did Coyle Ray's manager, right?
Because right now we're using
Twininum.
Ask Ashley.
Yeah, that's me.
And me.
Oh, best friend. We killing them. No, no friends. Get rid of them. Ooh, there's no
is this the vibe
names,
you
yeah.
want?
I ain't feeling them.
Yeah. But what I did is I just went to Coyle Ray's manager and I was like, yo, look, we're using your shit. And like, do I have your verbal
verbal agreement?
Yo, because I'm going to use it until the publishing company comes to me and I'm going to tell them that I told somebody. So
I was only asking because if I made the beat and I tried to sample something from that material, it would get probably flagged if it was just on pure music streaming as a solo song release. If you put it in the podcast, I'm sure that shit will be all right.
Yeah. It's under 15 seconds. It's like, you know, you have to really hate us and want to try to stop our bag to really go and
I'll start tonight, but I'll think of something over the next Good week Samson's. Or whatever. And
well, listen, guys, we hope that you enjoyed him as much as we did.
This is enjoyable.
Please go stream his music, buy his merch, watch his movies, and also listen when he speaks, because there's a little bit more between those ears than we thought.
For sure.
I like that.
Yeah.
Listen to this motherfucking podcast and watch it. Get on here. And tap in with the two Ashleys.
Hello.
Yeah.
There he goes.
And if you really tap in, we might have a new theme song.
Yeah. Hopefully. No,
I'll make one for y'all. I swear to God, I'll make one for y'all.
Oh, my God.
And on that note, we out of here.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Ask Ashley Podcast. And if you want to connect with us, you can find our website at www.askashleypodcast.com.
If you're looking to connect with us personally, you can find me, Ashley W., at Dear Young Queen. And you can find Ashley N. at Ashley North Style.
This episode of Ask Ashley the Podcast is brought to you by McDonald's.
It's an honor to be invited to a wedding, even more so when you're a part of that special day. Imagine it was the 1970s, and following a popular song of the day, Sheila got the best of Kenneth's love.
McDonald's is a huge part of their lives, so naturally, that's where they got married. The owner let the young couple have the ceremony and reception there for a memorable and affordable day.
Cheers to all the couples getting married this wedding season. I'm loving it.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they are mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home, but must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too, by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about treatment options at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.